ready for another edition of some cooking with Mr. Rabbit. That's me. Hey. Okay. What are we gonna do today? Excuse me. I'm just choking on some fries. Sorry about that. Let us make some good fries right now. I call these buttermilk fries. It's just like making my buttermilk chicken, you know? Yeah, you remember my buttermilk chicken? Yeah, you do. I know you do. Okay, this is how we do it. We take the chicken. No. Wait a minute. No, we did chicken last week, right? No, we did chicken week before. This week we're doing a hamburger and buttermilk fries. That's right. Now, this is how you make the fries. You make your dressing. Sorry, I gotta get some clear my throat just a little bit. That chicken must have been good from last week. Still eating some after effect of it. But on the fries, this is what you do. You make your seasonings. You take salt and pepper, man, and some paprika. You might want to put a little sugar in there to get a little sweetness to it. And here we go. Now, you make your cornmeal and your flour. You mix all that all together. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, boo. Once you get all that together, you take your buttermilk. That's right. This is why we call the buttermilk fries. Okay. You can do one or two things. Normally, I make my own fries out of potatoes. I cut them up. They're like fries. But if you're lazy like my baby brother, Jericho, he's a baby. He's real lazy. He's bigger than me. What he'll do, he go out and buy us a pack of fries and then put everything in together. I don't like that. I like to make it from scratch because it all tastes good. Now, after you take your fries, you take your fries, you dip them into the buttermilk, get it all soaking, soppy, you know. Then from there, you transfer it over to the seasoning, to the flour and cornmeal seasoning, you know. Get it all mixed up in there. Then you go over to the deep fry. I told you about my deep fry dinner, baby. Yeah, boo. You gotta come over and check it out one day. And you take your fries, you put them in there. You don't put a lot in there. You put enough in there. Just enough where it can start the slizzing and the popping. You let all that pop and get together, you know. You let the fry get to like a golden brown. Then you take it out the deep fryer and repeat the process again with some more fries. All right. Then once you finish making all your fries, what you do, we gonna make some hamburger. That's right. But see, I don't eat hamburger. I like I call turkey burgers. All right, I'm a turkey man. Yeah, I love that breast too. Yep. Oh, I'm playing something. Getting off the track again. But you take your ground turkey or your ground hamburger or your ground beef, whatever you want to eat. There's gotta be some type of ground meat, you know? Yeah. Now, with the ground meat, what we do, you mix some oatmeal into it. You put some sugar, some salt, and pepper. You notice I said sugar in there, right? I'm talking about that brown sugar. All right, you mix all that in there, and you take one egg. You're not using the white of the egg, but that's using the yolk of the egg. Well, you can use the white if you want, but me, I like the yolk. Okay. Hey. Okay. All right. You mix it all together, right? Then you make your patties, and then you take your patty, put it on the skillet, right? If you ain't got one of those skillets like I got, you know, I got one of those really expensive skillets. It's like it got the little things into it, like a grill. It's a grill inside my little skillet there, so you can get the little lines inside your burger. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Come on now. And you let it fry for a little bit until you get that like brown color on your little on one side of it. Then you flip it over and let it fly a little bit more, you know. Then you got that good burger. Like you take your burger out and you gonna do it like me or you gonna do it like a professional? You gonna buy some hamburger buns or you gonna put it on some bread like me? Yeah, you can put it on some bread like me. I got that wheat bread, you know. That good wholesome wheat bread. Then you take some go in the refrigerator, get some white cheese or some yellow cheese. You know what I'm talking about. Either Swiss cheese or American cheese. Whatever you like, you know. Put some cheese on there. On your bread. Then you put your hamburger on your bread. condiments. You can either use mustard, ketchup, or you, what I like. I like sandwich bread. Sandwich bread and ketchup are what I put on mine. And I take that stuff, put it to the side, and eat it with my fries. And that's it for the day. And that's your meal tonight. You know I'm quick and fast and easy. I'll catch you next week. You know what I'm talking about. I love you.